321-321-321. A week from this Saturday, a youth crime prevention event will be held in Tampa's Copeland Park called Don't Do It. It's being sponsored by officials with the Ministry of Spirit and Truth International in Tampa. Gregory Walken is a homeless advocate who now works for the church.
You know, when we was growing up, we would walk down the road and probably pick up a rock and throw it and hit a window. We'll get a whipping and then we have to pay for it. Today, I don't care how old you are, you will be handcuffed and take to jail. 8, 9, 10, up to, you know, whatever age there is. You know, our goal is to better our community by educating our youth on the consequences of committing a crime, the consequences of pranks, or, you know, to stop and think, and the consequences of being submitting to peer pressure.
Lockett says it's critically important for adults to be able to educate young people about life's challenges before they succumb to their emotions and end up in trouble.
You ask them today how they feel. Well, I feel bad. First thing that the adults in these systems are doing, well, you shouldn't act bad. Yeah, you shouldn't feel bad. I mean, come on. You know, these are children. I mean, they haven't even begun to live, and we only got one life. They never lived this life before.
Bishop Santo Austin from the Ministry of Spirit and Truth International says that though he and Greg Lockett are African Americans, the event, like their church, is multicultural, as is their message.
We have Puerto Ricans, we have Jamaicans, we have white, we have all the races, which that's the kind of church I love, because we're not segregated just to color. We're segregated. All of us are God's people. And even in the book of Amos, God talks about injustice to the people, not the black people. You see, and a lot of people, you know, they want to target a group, but all of us are targeted. And then you might even say different races that are poor are targeted.
Greg Lockett says that he came up with the idea about the Jim Walters Community Leadership Development Program, which is based on the USF campus. He then came to Bishop Austin with it. The two men say they plan extensive follow-up from their event on December 1st.
This program here is like we're partnering up with it because our youth will be able to go to some of these classes and get the leadership skills that they need to lead in the community because, you know, we adults, it's like it's up to the kids now, you know? I mean, it's like when I was at the Blueprint Commission, one of the things I said, and you know I'm pretty bold, I said, you know, for Christ's sakes, you know, it's like we got enough criminals up in the White House. We don't need to be raising our children to be criminals. These are our leaders.
Again, Bishop Santo Austin.
And that's what we want to do. We don't want to just go out there just to have an event. If we was just having an event, I wouldn't even be in this studio. This is serious. This is not popularity. This is not to put the church name out. This is not to get money or anything like that, because that's not what we're about. You know, we're about, right, serving the community. Like Pastor Lockett said, if you're a church on a corner and you're walking past the drug addicts, the prostitutes, and the people that are what the society commits as the bad group, then you're not effective in the community.